Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, February 9th, 2023. US futures are pointing to a higher open. European equity markets have opened with gains following mixed Asian trade. US dollar is weaker, treasury yields are down across the board, crude oil is up, gold is firmer, and industrial metals are higher too. Cryptocurrencies are under pressure again. In market news, the increased volatility in the US is underlined by the uncertainty over the Fed's message on future rates and between whether central banks globally will hike rates to their peak soon before cutting later in the year, or continue to raise rates to a higher than currently expected terminal rate and hold them there for some time. The Fed speak continues to lean hawkish, with officials stressing that more effort is needed to tame the excessive inflation and high wage growth. However, the comments have also been notable for the lack of pushback against the looser financial conditions. On the central bank front and elsewhere, Sweden's central bank hiked rates by 50 basis points as expected. In other developments, geopolitical tensions between the US and China also remain elevated, as US Treasury Secretary Yellen has expressed hopes of visiting China later this year, and Blinken is also rescheduling his visit for when conditions allow. On the data front, the delayed German inflation reading came in a bit firmer than the December print, but below consensus. Netherlands' January CPI was the same as a month ago. Key focus on the US macro calendar today includes the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, followed by the weekly natural gas inventories. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are S&P Global, AbbVie, PepsiCo, Kellogg, Hilton Worldwide Holdings, Baxter International, Tapestry, Ralph Lauren, Masco, Philip Morris International, and Interpublic Group. They're posting results before they open. PayPal, VeriSign, News Corp, and Motorola Solutions will report after the close. In corporate news, Abbott Labs will acquire Cardiovascular Systems at a total expected equity value of around $890 million. Hedge fund Third Point has taken a stake in Salesforce, though the size of the stake is unknown, according to Reuters. Private equity firm Francisco Partners is reportedly close to a deal to acquire Sumo Logic for around $12 to $13 per share. The deal could be announced as soon as today, according to media. In Asia, equity markets ended mixed on Thursday as Greater China markets gained, but much of the rest of the region fell. Hong Kong led the gainers to see the first substantial gain in over a week, while mainland markets were also strong as foreign buyers returned to the Stock Connect program. A factor, however, that dampened Chinese stock performance was when the market regulators warned on ChatGPT-type technology, saying that some companies are riding on the concept before proving capability. Japan's benchmarks reversed early losses to close flat, with the TOPIX again outperforming the Nikkei. South Korea and Taiwan also ended flat. Australia missed the rally and ended slightly lower. Southeast Asia was mostly lower, and India inched higher. European equities are trading higher as markets continue to look to inflation data publications and central bank comments. The Bank of England Governor Bailey and MPC members will appear in front of lawmakers to discuss monetary policy decision. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Thursday, February 9th, 2023. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.